From the Radio Ranch in the heart of Liberty, Texas, it's the Bombastic Blogcast for Monday, October 7th, 2024. I'm the G-Man, Dan Gallo.
Hey, G-Man.
Hey there yourself. Defender of the peace, keeper of the justice, purveyor of truth. The kid with the patriotic red, white, and blue eyes, and one heck of a nice guy. And since it is Monday, let's do the Monday march back to work. Push those shoulders back, stiffen your backbone, put a smile on your face, keep a prayer on your lips, and everything is going to be just fine. Let's get things officially started with
the Daily Datagram.
You got it. Words of wisdom, words of inspiration, brain droppings, or noggin nuggets. You get to make the call. It says here, talent hits the target which no one else can hit. Genius hits the target which no one else can see. Whoa. Yeah. Idiots draw more attention than either of them, because the media just loves a wreck.
Houston, we have a problem.
Let's move along now with the so-called educational part of the Big Blogcast.
Twisted History.
There it is.
Gather around, kids, because a lot of things happen on this day throughout history.
In all its glory.
Some cool, some not so cool.
Oh, boy.
Just the same. You need to know your Twisted History.
Yes, you do.
You might be quizzed.
See, and that's just a mere example of the whiz-bang fun we're going to have in this 30-minute program. All right, kids, it was on this day in 1913, the Ford Motor Company introduced the first moving vehicle assembly line. See, the assembly line moved because the workers wouldn't. And it was on this day in 1977, the fourth Soviet constitution was adopted because the first three didn't work. Come to think of it, neither did the fourth. You would have thought they'd have learned something by that.
You've got the brain of a four-year-old boy, and I bet he was glad to get rid of it.
As promised, back on Saturday, President Trump revisited Butler, Pennsylvania, and he made a point of standing in the exact same spot where he stood on July 13th when he was shot. And he started his speech with the words, "As I was saying..." And the crowd went bonkers. By the way, this was even a bigger crowd than he had back on July 13th. So, he said, at this time, at 6:11, 12 weeks to the minute that the shooting began, I would like to ask everyone to join me in a moment of silence. And then he went on, exactly 12 weeks ago this evening on this very ground, a cold-blooded assassin aimed to silence me and to silence the greatest movement, MAGA, in the history of our country. For 16 harrowing seconds during the gunfire, time stopped as this vicious monster unleashed pure evil from his sniper's perch, not so far away, but by the hand of Providence and the grace of God, that villain did not succeed in his goal. He did not come close. He did not stop our movement. He did not break our spirit. He did not shake our unyielding resolve to save America from the evils of poverty, hatred, and destruction. Yet, we're here this evening in record numbers. I also want to express our thanks to the Butler Township Police Department, incredible people, the Butler Sheriff's deputies, Pennsylvania State Police, and all of the other law enforcement heroes, as well as the emergency personnel and doctors, the medical teams at Butler Memorial Hospital, Allegheny General Hospital, who rushed me and rushed some of these very badly wounded people that were wounded. You know how Trump talks. He also observed a moment of silence and the playing of Ave Maria in honor of Mr. Comparator, who was killed back on July 13th. But it was an enthusiastic crowd. Oh, my God. A crazy, crazy enthusiastic crowd. And it was just, it was wonderful. Something very interesting was on display there as well. It was a statue of Donald Trump. And it was made out of nails. Now, I don't know how they fused the nails together. I don't know if they used a glue or what, but it was a statue of Donald Trump done in nails. And at the base of the statue was a little plaque that said, "Tough as Nails." Quite a display, I must say. But he fulfilled his promise to the people of Butler, PA, that he was going to return, and he did. And I don't think anybody doubted him on that count. I certainly didn't. But flying in the face of deep state evil the way he hasn't gone unnoticed. And it hasn't gone unnoticed by people on the south side of Chicago who are frustrated and angry at the influx of illegal aliens who are taking over their neighborhood. Now, no, they're not politically taking over the neighborhood. That was done for them by the Democrat Party. But in the south side of Chicago, there's an old abandoned high school that was reactivated and given, basically given, to illegal aliens for housing. Well, if they were so concerned about homelessness, why didn't they do that before the Biden administration? Why didn't the city fathers and mothers of Chicago take care of this? Well, simple answer. Couldn't afford it. But now the federal government comes in and is running the south side of Chicago by filling that area of Chicago with the illegal aliens. And Chicago's not the only place that this scenario is taking place. I mean, this is being repeated all over the country, mostly in deep blue big cities. And this is going to continue. And the crimes are going to continue. The rapes, the murders are going to continue. And no, I'm not painting illegal aliens, all illegal aliens, as rapists and murderers. But among this huge influx, and we're talking millions, you know, the estimates are somewhere between 8 and 12 million illegal aliens now wandering freely inside our country, inside our sovereign borders, committing crimes of all kinds. But mostly, the one that seems to surface more often than not is the crime of rape and murder. Sometimes there's even one of these notorious gangs behind it. If it's not MS-13, it's this trendy Aragua out of Venezuela. And the current administration is doing nothing, absolutely nothing about it. And this, my friend, is the country your kids are growing up in. And this is going to make 15, 20 years down the road, maybe even sooner than that, maybe just 10 years down the road, 5 years down the road, doesn't even matter. But in the near future, this is going to make a huge impact on the American, what I call the great American culture. Now, we have a habit in our country of righting wrongs. That's what the civil rights movement was all about. Nobody in their right mind would agree that the pre-civil rights world in this country was right. We have corrected that. Of course, it takes, you know, you can correct laws. You can correct unjust laws, but you can't correct what's in someone's heart. That is up to the individual. And that's a stage we're still going through, okay? Yes, there is racism in this country, but we are not a racist country. And these are the kinds of things that we're turning to a man like Donald Trump to correct for us. To restate America's priorities, not just for America, but for the world, for our allies. Back our allies when they need it. Stand up to tyranny, both foreign and domestic. And we have to support the people who place those priorities publicly for us all to see. And it's Donald Trump. And he wants to get started by getting this economy going again. And he's going to do that by freeing up the production of energy. Now, the pundits on TV and in the newspapers, all of them leftists, claim that we're producing more energy now than we ever have, which is complete BS. Yes, we're producing domestic energy, but we're not producing more now than we were during the Trump administration. I mean, please try to remember January 20th of 2021, when Joe Biden sat down behind the Resolute desk for the very first time and item by item by item canceled virtually everything that Donald Trump had accomplished. And anybody who lived under Donald Trump understands, let me put it this way, any educated person, any person educated in current events and lived under the regime of Donald Trump, I shouldn't have used that word regime, sounds negative, doesn't it? Lived under the administration of Donald Trump remembers how much better off we were 4 years ago. Yes, even under this evil pandemic lockdown. Don't ever listen to Anthony Fauci again. Don't ever listen to Dr. Fauci. He's a quack. I would say that to his face, too. I'd love to have the opportunity to look down on him, that little sawed-off, and tell him that he's a quack. But yeah, we need this man, Donald Trump, back. Yes, he's abrasive. Yes, he's annoying. Yes, his tweets can be cringeworthy from time to time. But this is the kind of a personality we need now to correct the wrongs that have been forced upon us during the last 3 years and 10 months. This is ridiculous. This country cannot survive under a Democrat administration. And I'm not so sure that a Republican administration would be good for us either. But then Donald Trump is not a Democrat and he's not a Republican. He's Donald Trump. He's an individual. And he's managed to gain control of the Republican Party for now. And oh, believe me, we have members of the deep state who are Republicans, rhinos. And they're working behind the scenes to force control of the Republican Party away from Donald Trump. And this is what they're going to do from the day he takes office. When he wins in January, well, wins in November, he wins in the election. And here again, this is another thing that bothers me as I'm concerned. How long is it going to be before we know the results of the election? Used to be if you had an election on a Tuesday, by Wednesday morning, you knew who the winner was. That's no longer the case. Have you noticed that? And it's not because we have more voters than we can count. It's because the system is corrupt. It has become corrupt, and the people who corrupted it are in the business of keeping it corrupt. If you think this is going to be a smooth election, you have deluded yourself. It's not going to be a smooth election. And then in January, when Donald Trump takes the White House back again, the deep state is going to be working full time on one thing and one thing only, and that's preserving their place in the American government, the deep state. They're going to be out to protect their jobs, protect their positions, protect their influence, and protect their corruption. So how did this deep state come to be? Well, during World War II, there was an intelligence arm of the U.S. government that was actually being tutored by the British. The British really were the writers of the intelligence game. And this organization that the United States had, intelligence organization, which was the forerunner to the CIA, was the OSI. Well, in the post-war years and the Cold War years, the CIA came into fruition. And the world was looked upon as such a perilously dangerous place that our government, our politicians, our statesmen and women, saw to it that the CIA got all the money they needed. In fact, one of the big operatives of the CIA in building the CIA was a fellow by the name of George H.W. Bush. He was one of the founders of the deep state. But he was only one of many, many. And the CIA became this organization that just grew and grew and grew and grew. And they were built a big headquarters by our government. Just a blank check to build the size of a building you need with all the resources you need to conduct intelligence. And they were good. They were very good at it. Had it not been for the CIA, we never would have known about the missiles in Cuba back in October of 1962. But you see, the thing that shattered my faith in the intelligence business in this country was the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Now, I have no proof that the CIA was behind it, but the CIA was behind it. And the CIA is behind virtually everything that goes on in our government today. Not only the CIA, they get help from the NSA, which is just another branch of the CIA, really, doing the same job, only with different people, competing for the same budget, doing the same dastardly deeds. So this symbol back on Saturday of Donald Trump returning to Butler, PA, and standing in the same spot where he was when he was shot, takes a hell of a lot of courage, tough as nails. And what was behind this was something far more than something symbolic. I look at it as a promise to us from Donald Trump. Back on Friday, during an interview that aired on Mobile, Alabama radio station, FM Talk 106.5, Senator Tommy Tuberville blasted the Biden-Harris administration for its response, or lack thereof, to storm-ravaged areas hit by Hurricane Helene. He said it was criminal how the federal government had allegedly misused disaster relief money to compensate illegal immigrants. But that is exactly what has happened. And got a partial transcript here, thanks to our friends over at Breitbart. Says, we're in a tough situation, Jeff. Jeff obviously being the host of the talk show. And we've been lied to, Tommy says. We've been scammed. The American people have been scammed. You know, I'm a Republican, but first of all, I'm an American that believes in Christian values and believe in our country and believe in the people that built this country. And I want to leave this country to our kids and grandkids. So that being said, we've been scammed. You know, you've got two people running now for office that were not elected through the process. Great point. They were selected. And why did that happen? I know people, when Joe Biden got out, friends of mine on the Democratic side in the Senate, they were going to run for the nomination when they had their convention. And they were immediately called and told, you will not run. We've selected this person to run. Pretty much threatened them. And so they didn't run. And so they said, hey, you know, I'm not getting involved in something that could be a huge threat to me and my family. So what's happened is Mayorkas and this whole group have lied to the American people for 3.5, going on 4 years. Now, this is all true. Again, you want proof that the deep state is running the country? There you have it right there from the lips of Tommy Tuberville. And then he continued. He said he kept saying our borders closed and this and that. Now, you know, we've all been looking for, where are they getting this money to take care of these people? Other than the fact that we knew they're using the CARES money, COVID money, Inflation Reduction Act money. Now, we know that the group that's been confiscated by this regime, other than the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, everybody involved. Now, FEMA. They've been taking money from FEMA and paying these illegal immigrants and taking care of them. And it's all coming out in the light. And people now look, well, wait a minute. This is for a natural disaster, not a man-made disaster like the border. But they're corrupt. Every day, something comes up now that they've been exposed, that they've been doing, they shouldn't be doing. And people should be going to jail. This is treason. And not taking care of these people up and down the East Coast because this, we need to do a supplemental. Okay, now again, understand this is a transcript of Tommy Tuberville, all right? So he was speaking off the cuff, not from a script. And then he went on to say, we don't have the money. We're printing $80,000 a second right now just to keep our country going. They have absolutely, Jeff, run us into the ditch. We're going to have so hard a time. The American people are getting out of this mess they've gotten us in. And they're pushing the narrative of electing these two people that, you know, Trump and J.D. Vance are so much more qualified than these two clowns running. But these two clowns, of course, he's referring to Kamala and Tampon Tim. But these two clowns aren't going to be running the show. It's going to be the deep state behind the scenes. And folks, I know if you're out there, a Democrat, you've always voted Democrat. That's the way it goes. This is not Democrat versus Republican. This is America versus deep state socialism. And it's coming to an end here in about 30 days. And my God, if Trump doesn't win, I don't know what we're going to do. I really don't. Tommy Tuberville. Amazing. But that again was last Friday on a talk show on a radio station in Mobile, Alabama, FM Talk 106.5. And every word there that you just heard from that transcript, that by the way is printed in Breitbart.com, every word of that is gospel truth. Some encouraging news here. A multi-agency raid on an apartment complex in San Antonio led to the arrest of a known Trendyaragua gang enforcer, according to San Antonio top cop Bill McManus. Now, police arrested four other confirmed TDA gang members and 15 suspected members. Following multiple complaints, and that's where this starts, is by complaining. There were multiple complaints from an apartment complex on the city's north side. So San Antonio police officers, Texas DPS, that's Department of Public Safety, that's our highway patrol, anti-gang unit officers, Homeland Security Investigation Special Agents, the FBI, and the U.S. Border Patrol agents, all of them together, raided this apartment complex early on Saturday. And this is according to a website called MySA.com. It's a pretty neat news organization, actually. MySA.com. Anyhow, the complaints involved alleged gang activity in the area of human trafficking, narcotics, and threats to apartment employees. You know, this is something that we first heard about in Aurora, Colorado. Well, it's going to happen in your town. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. So Chief McManus held a press conference where he said that we had information the members of the transnational gang Trendyaragua were in control of the area and committing various crimes. SAPD officers and Texas DPS troopers cleared nearly 300 vacant apartments at the complex this morning. Well, the chief said they took 20 individuals into custody. One TDA member is confirmed to be an enforcer for the gang. And the chief said that 15 individuals are being held on immigration detainers. ICE enforcement and removal operations officers took custody of the four confirmed TDA gang members. And then McManus, Chief McManus, said, "We assure the community and members of the public that we're committed to their safety and we're on top of this TDA issue that seems to have become very public lately." And of course, you can thank the Biden-Harris administration for this, because they left the borders wide open. And once people get across, they are released freely to roam the United States of America, our home. So the chief said this is not the last TDA gang enforcement on their horizon. And I like what he said here. He says, "We're on to you. We're coming for you, and we know where you are." And then our governor, Greg Abbott, responded to the police action saying, "We'll not tolerate this gang in Texas." And he said it on an X post. X, formerly Twitter. And here's what he posted. He says, "20 suspected Trendyaragua gang members detained Saturday morning in Texas. We will not tolerate this gang in Texas. They are public enemy number one, and we will hunt them down and put them behind bars." Now, during a recent interview with Breitbart Texas, Governor Abbott said, "Our goal is to make sure we find them, identify them, locate them, arrest them, and lock them up." And then the people at Breitbart, great news organization, by the way. You can subscribe to Breitbart, but you can also get their news free. Just go to their website, Breitbart.com. That's spelled B-R-E-I-T-B-A-R-T. Okay. And Breitbart also spoke with Texas Congressman Chip Roy, who's a toughie. I like him. And they were speaking on the subject of TDA gang members. And the congressman said this is one of the consequences of the open border. The open border policies implemented at the direction of Joe Biden and Vice President Harris. the DHS secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas. How can you tell Mayorkas is lying? His lips are moving. Alejandro Mayorkas should be locked up for treason. But then again, so should Biden and Harris. Anyhow, in a social media post on Saturday, Chip Roy thanked the law enforcement officers involved in arresting the TDA gang members. Let me read the tweet for you. He said, this AM in San Antonio, a joint operation between SAPD, BCSO, that would be Bexar County Sheriff's Office, DPS, and Border Patrol, led to 20 arrests, including 4 members of Tren de Aragua. One is a known violent enforcer. Hearing no LEOs harmed during the operation. Thank you to LEOs for keeping streets safe. More to come. LEOs. Okay, I'm not familiar with that term. Forgive me. I'll try to find out what that is and let you know in a future podcast. But, you know, this is how the game has to be played. These toughies come in. They think they have carte blanche. And if you are in a blue state, they do have carte blanche because blue state leaders won't do anything to stop it. Unless something happens, God forbid. I do want to throw that word in there, that term, God forbid, that anything should happen to a blue state leader's family member. Then maybe something will get done. But quite frankly, I think after Biden and Harris leave office, there should be investigations into the Biden administration. There should be one really big investigation into the deep state's role in opening our borders. And anybody who's found guilty should be charged with treason. I don't believe it's ever going to happen, but it should happen. Let's head on over to the Comedy Corner and the very funny Byron Trimble.
Listen, I'm so excited to be here with you guys. You guys are wonderful, and we're going to have a lot of fun. But here's what I know about audiences when people are new. You don't know me. I don't know you. You're kind of checking me out right now. You're like, all right, little dude. What you got for me? So I start off all my shows with a bit called Common Ground. Just a little segment where we try to find some things that we have in common. It's an interactive experience, and I'm going to state some observations or some different viewpoints that I have on life or just this earth in general. And if you agree with any of them, you just need to make a lot of noise for me. Can you do that? Yeah. I'm the middle child. Any middle children in the house tonight? Not bad for a group of people who have been neglected their whole life. Now that's the rap sheet, right? Middle children, they get the short end of the stick their whole childhood. I'm gonna tell you the names of my brothers and what they mean. I'm gonna tell you my name and what it means, and you tell me what you think, all right? My older brother, Ben, his name means son of my right hand. My younger brother, Blake, his name means strong and bold. My name, Byron, literally means a shed for cows. I'm gonna take a sip of my water here, and you think about the scenario where a set of parents looks at a book and says, that's the one right there. Oklahoma, I'm fulfilling the prophecy. You know, okay. I grew up in a very religious home. Very religious home. Anybody know what it's like to be in a religious background? Yes, yes, come on up. I'm a pastor's kid. Any pastor's kids in the house? Unfortunately, that gets a much better response at the prison shows.
Have a magnificent Monday. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on tomorrow's Bombastic Blogcast. Remember, no such thing as spare change, free lunch, or too much horsepower. And be sure to take some time today just to thank the good Lord that you're an American.
You mean that's it?
See you tomorrow, G-Man.